it's my great pleasure to have Keith Baxter on the line today for an interview. Keith has been in internet marketing for as long as I can remember. Not only that, has been driving very large amounts of traffic to his sites and also been an innovator in this business and industry. The reason I want to talk to Keith today, though, is he's launching a brand new website, kind of slash business, that embodies everything I'm teaching in the promo dashboard, because he has this killer freebie offer, and then he's following that up with emails and a sales process. And so I'm excited because Keith can take you behind the scenes of something that's just now launching, you know, just happened, and tell you about how he did it. And then if we also have time, I'm going to talk to him some about banners, because he's done huge amounts of banner advertising. So anyway, Keith, welcome to the call.
Marlon, how are you doing, buddy? First of all, I appreciate you having me on this call. So,
well, you know, we're both in Texas, and we've never done one of these calls.
I know. Well, I'm an open book, so anything that you want to know, I am more than willing to answer. So,
all right. Well, let's do it. Tell us, first of all, the URL of the new website.
Sure. It's kingspointproject.com. So that's K-I-N-G-S pointproject.com. And let me just tell you a little bit about the site, and I think that this may actually address some of the questions that you may have coming up. The site was developed, first of all, let me give you a little bit about my background. I had been really doing business online full-time for about 10 years. I've had my ups and had my downs, and about 3 years ago, I was doing very well as an affiliate, or in that industry, we call them publishers, for different CPA networks, and found out pretty quickly that I could get a 20% increase in my revenue just by owning my own network. So I started a CPA network with significant costs, and as a result of that, I got into doing some very large media buying, and then started running in a crowd that did a lot of media buying, and that's just where my focus was. Let me just stop you right there before
you go on. Just explain, because we have a lot of newbies, so explain what a CPA means, and when you say media buying, explain what that means.
Absolutely. Well, CPA stands for cost per action. In the simplest terms to allow your listeners to understand this is that this is a hybrid affiliate network. I am nothing more than a broker between advertisers who have something to sell online and people who want to make money promoting those offers. And so I'm essentially a middleman that brings the two together and takes about a 20% profit off the top through that brokerage. So that's what that is. And then media buying, this is real simple. I simply spend money to make more money. I spend money to buy advertising that then in turn hopefully converts for whatever I'm offering, and that's about it. But,
all right, great. Well, go ahead and continue your story.
Yeah, no problem. That's that's one channel. That is one channel. Obviously, media buying is very effective, and you can really scale it out in a large way. But there's also other channels of traffic, you know, one being natural search, another being now social media. Here, let me move to my upstairs office. My gardener decided to show up as we're doing this call. You gotta love it. So there's other channels of driving traffic. And in my past, I have been pretty skilled at the black arts of driving traffic, if you will. You know, I own probably the largest cloaking application online and whatnot. And I have since moved beyond all of that, because I just realized that providing real content to people is where the money's really at.
So you were doing some black hat, or maybe a lot of black hat stuff, to drive SEO traffic, search engine traffic?
Right. And my whole point in even saying that is that I understand not only the media buying side of driving traffic, but also how the search engines work.
Because you bought, if I understand it, you bought millions and millions of banner impressions, emails, and all kinds of other stuff. Would that be an accurate statement without exaggeration?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I would say my last buy was a million co-registration leads, real-time delivered. So these aren't the crap leads that you buy in one big bulk. So, I mean, yes, I do buy a lot of large traffic.
Okay, all right. But then you, you kind of had, so you bought traffic, and then on the SEO side, you did Black Hat stuff. And then how long ago did you kind of come to this content realization?
About a year and a half ago, I came to this content realization after having a conversation with a guy and who was just right. He was just right in what he was saying. And so I abandoned my Black Hat stuff, and I started giving his theory a try.
What was his theory, basically?
His theory is, in a nutshell, you give somebody really good content, or you give your website really good content, and people will find it, okay. People will stick, and people will come back, and people will tell others.
All right, so it's a traffic play, then.
Exactly.
So
the
you
difference
started
is,
mucking around with, so you put up one or more content sites to test the theory out?
Right. What I did is originally I hired a team of writers, had about 10 different markets. So, you know, you can call them niches, call them industries. You know, these were really solid, large markets, and developed what, you know, people now call authority sites. You know, everything was developed in a Q&A style format where I simply asked or answered the questions that an industry had. So, you know, the writers would go out and research and find out what were the problems being faced by this industry and then develop their own questions around those problems and answer them. So these were very large Q&A type sites.
Oh, and high quality content.
Oh, yeah. Each article cost me upwards of $20 per article research. Now, anybody that buys articles understands that you can get articles written for as little as $2 to $4 for almost nonsensical content. But this content, because I was buying in bulk, the $20 was still a bargain for the quality of this information.
All right. So high-quality content, I assume posted daily or very frequently?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, a very specific strategy. The first 21 days, there were 2 to 3 posts made per day. These were all blogs.
Okay.
And then after the 21st day or the third week, we would ratchet it back to 2 posts per week.
All right.
So, I mean, very specific strategy. But that led me to a nice level of traffic. And then all of a sudden, every day we get bombarded with emails for people who have the latest and greatest software that purports to, you know, to drive traffic, and
right.
And I am a buyer. I buy everything. So, you know, I was buying these traffic systems. I was testing these traffic systems. Some worked, some didn't. Some worked extremely well. Some worked none at all. And you know, this was funny. This was a realization and it was more like in a big experiment, because I realized one day I had a very specific strategy for implementing some of these systems. And when used in the way that I had really stumbled upon, the system worked extraordinarily well. So at that point in time, I had a business partner, and you know, I was going over my results with him, and he was like, "Man," he said, "you need to sell this in a $5,000 package." And I said, "Well, I have a better idea. Why don't we become the heroes of an industry and just give it all away for free?" I said, then upsell them to a low-end membership site if they want to continue a conversation with us, and then, you know, do it for them. I said, the fact of the matter is that a lot of these software packages involved in the system are expensive. There's a large amount of time involved in understanding how to use them properly, and then you've got to spend the time actually using them. So why don't we also offer traffic packages? It was a logistical nightmare for several months, and then we had an outsourced team in place that was able to manage everything through a task system. So basically, where this came in with me and you is, you know, rather than taking the approach of let's just gouge an industry and demand more money from them for information, you know, why not just give it to people for free? You know, why not? It really does wonders for your reputation. You're providing, you know, real quality information, and all that's required is somebody spending the time actually going through it.
Okay, so your approach here is, because our theme on Promo Dashboard, and it's what you're doing, Keith, but you're doing it at a higher level, which makes this a great interview to me, makes it for a fascinating interview. So you have a front end freebie where you're literally giving away what? How many hours of video, or what are you giving?
17
away?
Videos. 17 videos that equates to about 3 hours.
Okay, so 17 videos. Now, how many of your traffic methods do these videos cover?
Everything. I leave no stone left unturned.
So you cover how many traffic systems are there total then?
You know what? I believe there's about 7
that are tested and proven to work.
And not only tested and proven, but tested and proven in a very specific sequence. I break the system down by week and by day.
All right.
So, okay. Yeah, it's very specific.
All right. So you develop this system, and you're going to get people to opt in for free,
right,
because they're going to want this great killer training.
Right.
Which is kind of a given when you have – you see, one of the things is yeah, I'm going to do a little pause here and then let you continue your story, but – but one of the things is, Keith, and you've had probably a lot of experience with squeeze pages and so forth, if nothing else, from the media buying side, sending people to squeeze pages because
right,
of the cost per action networks where you get paid basically if somebody buys something cheap, inexpensive, or opts in for a free to grab a free whatever. But you hear a lot of people, I mean, your typical new, relatively new person who probably is buying the promo dashboard says, Marlon, you know, this is great, but either I've tried a freebie and I didn't get anybody to opt into my list, right? Or, you know, I can't think of anything to give them free, that kind of thing. But the main thing is you have people who've tried some kind of a freebie, Keith, and or something. They've tried a squeeze page. They just can't get people to opt in. So what would you tell people if they're driving some traffic, but it just seems like they can't get people to opt into their list? How would you respond to that based on your experience?
Yeah, two words, ridiculous value. Ridiculous value. A lot of people, and I would be, I'm going to throw something out there, and I'm going to play Nostradamus for just a moment.
Right.
And I'm going to predict either the future or what somebody has done without actually having spoken to them. If it's failed, they have put a low-quality product up and asked for somebody's name and information, which is valuable, but the information that they're providing is low-quality. They're either that or they're not targeting the right audience.
Right.
And chances are, a lot of times, they're just using these private label rights books that they get from the latest, you know, private label right of the month club or whatever. And then, you know, they're competing with, you know, 30,000 other people.
Well,
you
let
know,
me ask you about that, because you're right. That is what most people do. They hear, geez, I need a freebie. Well, why don't I just go to my PLR site or join one of these PLR sites, get an ebook? You know, and, I mean, I've heard the success stories, Keith. I mean, I've heard of people getting it, creating a new ebook cover for it, giving a new title or something, and giving it away as a freebie. What do you think about that? How do you respond to that approach?
I respond to that can absolutely work if you add value to it.
Okay.
If you add value to it. And if you think, if you keep that as your mantra for everything that you do online, how can I add more value to the person that's going to respect me enough to get, you know, I have to respect the customer before they respect me. And I respect the customer by giving them everything I can give them to make their life easier. I mean, everybody, you know, has bought into this 4-hour work week. They bought into the internet millions overnight. And the reality is that's it's very difficult. Well, what if somebody came along and said, you know, I understand it's difficult. I have done it, though. I have done it. It's taken me 10 years to get to that point. But let me also tell you that, you know, while it's difficult, I have found ways to make it easier. Not a solution to totally automate it for you and just make it happen overnight, but I have ways to make it easier for you, depending on if they're in the made money market. I mean, they could be in the health market, you know, whatever.
Well, the 4-hour work week, Keith, does work. I mean, there is a, you can't, maybe 4 hours is an exaggeration. I mean, I don't know. I haven't, for probably 7 years, I didn't work a whole lot, you know, I mean, sporadically creating a product or something, right? But I had some, you know, first of all, if you do that, you're going to have staff. You have to have a profitable sales process, and then you add in staff to run your systems and create new products. But what people miss in the equation is they want to start out on the 4-hour. You don't start out on a 4-hour work week. You do what you've done. You've got to create a traffic system, a lead generation process, and you got to have a product in place. Once you have all that and you get the system working, then you can have some virtual assistants or employees who run your systems, you know, create at your leisure some new products to put in the pipeline. And yeah, it can work, but you don't start out on the 4-hour work week. You know, you start out on a lot of times a 10 or a 12-hour day work week, getting all that up and running.
You know what? I'll even venture to say that you'll start out on a 15 to 17-hour a day work week, 7 days a week. But, Marlon, you have given what you've just said is that is the golden egg right there. And let me explain that a little bit. What if somebody had not been told that, they would have had to figure this out on their own, okay? And as we all know, that without a mentor or without somebody guiding you, coaching you along the way, giving you the information you need from their own experience, somebody that's actually done it, for you to figure stuff out on your own, the learning curve is 100 times longer than if they had, you know, listened to Marlon Sanders about how to actually achieve the 4-hour work week. And that's what I'm trying to do with the traffic system. Look, you can figure this stuff out. It's not rocket science, but it's going to take you. It took me a year and a half to get to where we're at with the system today, and I'm skilled at this stuff. Okay.
Yeah, you're highly skilled and have been in it a long time. Well, so let's talk about your freebie here. So you created these freebie videos. You said what, 17 videos?
17 videos.
How long did it take you to create the 17 videos, and what did you use to create them?
It was actually one full day of sitting down dedicated to that cause.
And using Camtasia?
Using Camtasia. And mind you, these are not polished videos.
Okay.
So they don't have to be, this has been, the reception on these has been very, very, very good. So, you know, they don't have to be high quality
videos.
Were
they PowerPoints, or were you just surfing websites and stuff?
So some of them have PowerPoints involved in them. Most of them are just me showing you. And as a matter of fact, most of them, I created a task system that outlines the entire process in a 7-week process. And most of the video is me just showing you that task system and then breaking down why I have what and where. So, you know, here's my thoughts on this. High-quality videos have their place for sure. But I also think that people want to know that an average guy is doing stuff. You know, look, you know, Marlon, I don't have a college education. I went into the military for 8 years out of high school, and I've always had the entrepreneurial spirit.
You were in the military 8 years?
8 years, 8 years.
Dude, I did not know that, but that explains a lot.
Yeah, I might be a little tight around the edges, but,
it explains why your competition just mysteriously disappears.
You know, we won't get into that little piece.
Another competitor vanished in the middle of the night. We just...
Wait a second, he ended up in the Florida Everglades.
We just don't know what happened.
No, but that's, you know, my point in saying that is that, I don't have a doctorate degree in, you know, whatever.
Okay, now let me ask you about this, though. What kind of equipment did you use to record these videos? Did you have a Plantronics headset? Do you have, like, the nice pro-quality mic and an external sound card? How did you do it?
Yeah, actually, I have both setups. I have both setups. I have an upstairs radio station, as a matter of fact, in my home. But these particular videos were created with was on a laptop with Camtasia, the latest version of Camtasia, I believe it's version 5.
Right.
The latest version of PowerPoint, which is, I believe, 2007, and a Plantronics, and I believe it's the DSP-510 model.
Yep.
Either that or the 500. It's the top-end, newest one that Plantronics has out. And the only reason why I went with that particular one is it had a noise reduction technology built into it. I have a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old. I work from home, and the 1-year-old likes to cry.
Because a lot of people have kids, you know, and it's a problem when they try to record video.
Oh, it's a big problem. And if you're using the noise reduction technology in these Plantronics headsets, it reduces the noise outside of a specific area. So if my baby's crying in the other room, it does not come across on the videos whatsoever.
Really? You really serious? That is cool. And you're telling me you did 17 videos. Now, did you do the PowerPoints in the same day, or were the PowerPoints already ready to roll?
No, these same day, and the PowerPoints are low. Look, I'm not a PowerPoint designer. These are using base, you know, standard templates that are available in PowerPoint, and the only text I put on there was a very shortened bullet of the point I wanted to get across. And I used my voice and I used my voice inflection to show my excitement, to talk about the tactic in detail. And the PowerPoint was only used as a staging to give people an idea, if they're just skimming through the video, that they have a clue of what I'm talking about at that point in time.
Because now, I want to point something out that may not be obvious to the casual observer. In the post to our blog, somebody told me, well, Marlon, you know, this promo dashboard sounds good, but, you know, I need help selling my back end, because everybody's talking about how do you sell a front end. I know how to sell a front end, Marlon. My problem is I can't sell the back end. And what you've done here, Keith, that's fascinating, is this. You got your front end lead generation, 17 drop-dead killer videos, right?
Right.
So now you're building your email list.
Yep.
And with this, it's really a sales process that's selling. I don't want to call it a big ticket. In essence, it's your big ticket, though, because you're selling what you're getting out of this. At the end of the day, you're selling a service, a do-it-for-them service for, I assume, for a flat fee or something like that. You're going to take this whole task list and outsource it for them or whatever, and they made the magic wand, and the whole thing's done each month.
You know what? And here, I'm going to give you the magic into this, because there's something that I didn't tell you about these videos that I think is very important to know. Psychologically speaking, I have the first 10 or 12 videos, there is no mention of a back end at all. And the reason is I want you to commit to watching all of the videos, okay? And I have the videos laid out in such a way that you can't just jump into week number 6 and then know what's going on for the previous weeks.
Oh.
So on video number 13, I believe, is the magic one, I simply take about 1 minute of that video and talk about the benefits of the membership site. And then in video 14, I introduce, well, hey, you know, you've seen all of these great videos. I have laid out one heck of a system for you up to this point. I've even told you that if this was not, for some reason, complete enough for you, if you had questions, that we have, you know, an education center that you can join for just $27 a month. But here, get this. If this is overwhelming to you and this is no hard sell to you, we'll automate this entire process for less than the price of for itself. So,
but you cut out on me, Keith. So for less than the price of what?
The less than the price of the software itself. So if you were to go software, and of course somebody wants to call in while I'm talking to Marlon.
Oh, okay, well hang out here a second.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
You want me to? Well, I can actually pause this.
Oh, it's no big deal. This yeah, I can tell you real quick. For less than the price of the software itself that you would have to buy to implement the whole system yourself, using our service is actually less expensive.
Really?
So I make it, the offer in somebody's mind is so dead simple that if they are planning, if they want traffic, if they want search engine traffic, if they want natural behavior, human behavior type traffic, then it's a no-brainer, because now I also explain to people, look, if you were to implement this yourself, it's going to take X amount of time and X amount of resources. And guess what? We will save you all of those resources and the time involved, which, you know, you can't put money, a dollar value on your time in the real world, because you can never get that time back. Once the time's gone, it's gone.
So you have like 11 or 12 content-rich videos.
Right.
And then like a soft sell, and you're selling two back ends. One's a $27 a month, how to do it, you know, kind of support, follow-up kind of thing. And then the other one's a fish product, a done-for-you product.
That's it.
Where you're charging more and, I presume, more profit.
Right.
Let me ask you this. On the service, now you don't have to answer this. I'm going to answer this. I'm putting you on the spot, but I'm curious. Because I'm thinking about offering a service myself, okay? I got a service in mind that I would like to offer people, like little coaching sessions, to be honest, one-on-one coaching sessions. But the markup on a service, I've really never figured out how to mark up a service and make a profit on it, because like a three times mark. So if I had to pay $20 an hour to a coach, billing it out at 60 an hour for my people, they'd be like, maybe they could afford the 60 an hour, Keith. But that's only a 3x mark. You know, on an info product, they got a 10x mark. So if it was 20 an hour hard costs, I'd be selling at 200 an hour, but that's quite a bit. So my question is, on a service business, how do you mark up a service business so you can actually make a profit on it?
Well, we have a 10x mark on this service business, and I'll tell you how we did it. The people that I have working for me are out of the Philippines, and I paid them about $4 per hour. We've figured out exactly how much time it takes to complete each task.
Right.
And between that amount of time and the dollar amount equated with that time with these VAs, these virtual assistants, and then most of the software was a one-time purchase on our part, and then we put that all of that software on Windows servers so they could be accessed through a remote connection anywhere in the world. So our virtual assistants complete all of the tasks via these remote servers. So our real cost is the hourly cost of the virtual assistants, which is about $4 an hour.
Okay.
And then our Windows server cost is $130 a month, and there's two of those, so that's $260 a month.
Yep.
Now get this, the medium package, which has quite a bit to it, we offer quite a bit, it's only $200.
Right.
But the actual time it takes for our virtual assistants to complete that is about 2 to 3 hours for the entire package. So our real cost on that is less than $30.
But how do you oversee, because I've worked with, one of my friends, you know Kurt.
Right.
Kurt, and then you also know John Jonas.
Very well.
He employs some people in the Philippines, right?
Taught me the system.
Okay, but they go through well, I think John hired his people direct. Kurt goes through a service, and the issue is you know, Kurt doesn't really have anybody overseeing. He can kind of like assign tasks, you know. So my question is, how do you manage this? These virtual assistants, and how do you know the work's actually getting done?
Well, this is the beauty that is never talked about in outsourcing.
Right.
And each VA, virtual assistant, polices each other. Now, here's the thing. Task number one has to be done before it gets to task number two. Task number two is not done by the same virtual assistant that deals with task number one. So if it's time, the task system says it's time for task number two to be completed, virtual assistant number two cannot proceed on with that task because virtual assistant number one has not completed the first task. If that happens, he is to notify my partner, Don. And then Don finds out from the virtual assistant number one, why has this task not been done at the time that was specified? And 9 times out of 10, if they can't keep up, they're low-wage hourly people for us.
Right.
We're going to terminate them, and we're going to replace his spot. So this is a self-policing system, which is interesting because it does not require an oversight by myself or my partner. It's up to them. They cannot get their job done unless the previous virtual assistant gets his job done.
Well, now, and let me just say something to listeners because they may not kind of understand. $4 an hour. Is it $4? Did you say $4 an hour for them?
Per person.
Okay, that may not sound like much, but you got to understand it is the Philippines, and because I have a girlfriend in the Philippines, and she can get a job there. I think she has a job now as a waitress. I don't know what she's earning a month. It's probably like $50 a month for the whole month, maybe 75. I mean, it's like I need to ask her, but it ain't a lot of money. I'll tell you that. And so if you're earning $4 an hour, like maybe I'll send her over to you, Keith. If you're earning $4 an hour, $32 a day, that would be $30 a day times 30 days. That's a lot of money for the Philippines, honestly.
And let's say this. I can generally get people for 6 to 7 days a week as well.
Because if she was earning $30 a day, I'm just telling you right, she'd be ecstatic. She would be on top of the world.
Well,
that's a lot of money in the Philippines.
Well, and here's the thing I've noticed about the Philippines as opposed to dealing with some other countries. First of all, the wages are incredibly wonderful for anybody that wants to hire people from the Philippines. But even better than that is the English language is spoken so well over there. Their communication skills are phenomenal. And these people are smart.
Right.
I mean, they're just darn, I mean, I can show the majority of people I could show a training video to once and then never have to deal with them again.
Well, yeah, and they get a lot of computer training over there and stuff. Thing is, there's just not jobs. I mean, a lot of people over there have bachelor and master's. A lot of people have master's degrees over there. You have a master's degree, you still can't get a job.
Well, and the fact is that if somebody with a master's degree wants to work for me, I'll be happy to give them $6 an hour.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, if they could make, okay, the average person in Makati, the average family in Makati makes $250 a month, U.S. dollars.
And I can give that to somebody in a week, so.
Yeah, and if they're getting that in a week, I'm just telling you, you know, I just wanted to explain this because people may think, you know, you're exploiting. No, this is a great job over there. People would, like, just stumble over themselves to have this job. So
exactly.
You're going to get high-quality performance because you're paying far better than they can get at most other jobs there, for, you know what I'm saying.
Well, and because they are self-policed, that they know that if they let the person down in front of them,
yeah,
that, you know, we set expectations up front. If you don't have your task and the next person can't do their job effectively, it's like a little conveyor belt. If they can't do their job, then there's going to be repercussions.
All right, now let's talk about your side here.
You
yep. have, and then we're going to go back to the sales process, but you have graphics on this website, a little website created here, and you've probably done a lot of websites in your life, Keith. How do you outsource these websites, or do you just do them yourself, and how much do you pay for them to get them done?
Yeah, I don't do them. I am not proficient at Photoshop at all or graphics.
All
so
right.
What I have done, it was funny because I would usually look at outsource agencies like Elance.com
right.
or Odesk.com, and at a recent seminar, and this is one of the benefits of actually getting out of the house once in a while, I was talking to a lady about the need for graphics because I just didn't have anybody that was up to the par that I want them to be at. And she said, well, hey, there's these two young guys out of Miami that are looking for work. They're phenomenal. They do all of Guru X's, and I'm just
stuff,
using
okay.
Guru X, not, yeah.
A person
but they
out
do
there,
all,
right?
Yeah, they do all of his graphics. And so my header was $250, which is a bit expensive, but I really like the quality of their work. The sidebar was another $250 for the banner. So I paid a lot more for the very few graphics that I have on my site than most people would ever pay for graphics. But I went with these guys from a personal recommendation, and they had a one-day turnaround time. And if I didn't like something, he had it corrected almost instantly.
All right. Cool.
So...
Now, all right, so you didn't do the graphics, hired them out, and you pay a little bit above market maybe, but you got nice graphics, so hey, it's all good, right?
Right, right. And you know, let's say this. Professionalism, you know, when somebody hits your site, it's, you know, it's the first impression is what, you know, they're either going to stay or they're going to leave. I have used really crappy graphics in the past, and I will say this right now, that your first impression is everything. So not only do your graphics need to look good, but you have got to have a compelling headline. And I don't write my own headlines. I hire a very expensive copywriter to write different headlines that go into
let's
a testing.
Let's talk about that. Does the copywriter write all the copy or just the headline?
He writes all of the copy initially. Then my business partner is a very skilled copywriter. So as we identify... you know, so if right now we're getting a 43% opt-in rate on the page, but to my own list, when we initially started, we had a 55% opt-in rate. So we went to joint venture partners and started doing some paid advertising, and the opt-in rate dropped to 43%. Well, then so the obvious question is, well, why the drop? You know, obviously the quality of traffic is not as targeted as our own traffic, and that is mainly from the paid advertising sources. The other traffic was all paid, was all endorsed mailings. So that's quality traffic. So the opt-in rate really shouldn't drop at that point. So at that point, a partner looks at the copy and starts making some tweaks to see if we can take the paid traffic that we're sending to it and increase the opt-in rate. If we can increase the opt-in rate from the paid traffic, then any endorsed traffic theoretically, we don't know unless we test this, but theoretically should also increase because, you know, we're going from a lower quality source traffic to a higher quality source traffic. So, you know, right now it's 40, and mind you, 43%, well, you know, 43% is still, it's still not bad. It's not bad.
So. No, actually, Keith, I was going to make a comment on that because now we'll talk about your source, your paid traffic, but I know some quite a bit, a decent amount. I'm not like the traffic guy you are, but about, I know what a lot of people are doing on pay-per-clicks, right, from Google.
Right.
And, you know, if they get 18 to 25%, you know, they're killing it. And if they get 30, they're like dancing on the roofs, you know.
Right.
Overall.
Right.
So what kind of paid traffic did you drive to this that you can manage to get a 40% plus opt-in rate?
Well, hold on. Let me say that this is an average out of the endorsed traffic against the paid traffic.
Okay.
So that's where the 43% comes in. That's a combination. And right now, all we're doing is running Google AdWords and what's called pay-per-view traffic, where we're bidding on specific URLs. This is a little, I guess this, you know, I'll call it for what it is. It's a little scummier way of advertising online because this is delivered through AdWords technology, which is probably a little more.
There's no value judgments here, Keith. It's okay. We're dealing in real world here. We're not dealing in what you read in an ebook. We're talking real world here, just what you're really doing. So let's just talk about your pay-per-click traffic from Google. What's your opt-in on that? What's your opt-in rate?
You know what? I don't know.
What would you guess it is?
Yeah, I would guess because it's dropped our primary opt-in rate, I would guess it's probably around 20%.
If it was 20, again, you know, 18, 20, I've heard as high as 25 or 30, but actually, to be honest, I kind of want to see all of those numbers because that sounds high to me. Like, to me, 20 is great. From cold Google traffic, 20 is killing it.
Well, let's talk about the psychology of that.
Let's do
your ad. Somebody really wants to talk to me today, Marlon. That's funny.
Let me pause this and you go ahead and grab it.
All right, thanks, buddy. Actually, hey man, get this. I'm getting scammed right now.
What?
That's what this is. This is the, I guess the inmates at the Harris County Jail, there's a new scam going out where they will call and claim that somebody was arrested for DWI and claim to be a police officer, and then use a call forwarding system that then bills you on, you know, just constantly bills you. So,
what?
Yeah, sure. And then this morning, I only realized this because I got a collect call this morning, and I thought, you know, maybe a family member was in jail for something. So I answered the phone, and then in the intro of the collect call, it says, "And if anybody presents you, you know, if you're presented by hitting *72 on your phone, do not go with that because that is a scam." And of course, the call was a wrong number collect call, and then they said, well, we can get those charges reversed on your phone. All you have to do is call my secretary, and when you call her, you may need to hit *72 to get to her direct extension. And I was like, oh, my God, you know, so this is a scam. And now I'm looking at my my caller ID as we're having this conversation, and it's all pay phone. Which is all, you know, this is just the same people from the Harris County Jail.
Oh my God.
Making these calls.
Wow.
Yeah. Get that, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. So
take it back.
Let's see. Well, so maybe 20% from pay-per-click traffic. Is there pay-per-view or whatever, same opt-in rate you guess, or lower or higher?
Well, because we're only targeting with pay-per-view traffic, you target the URLs, and since we're targeting our competitors, so if people are visiting those URLs, they're pretty darn targeted anyway,
okay.
And then our website pops up in front of them. I would say it's about the same, maybe a little bit less.
Is that Zidoo or one of those?
Yeah, we're using a company called TrafficVance.com, VANCE.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. But your opt-ins on this are killing it. Now, how often are you going to email people that opt in? How often do you send them some kind of conversion email?
Yeah, we have about, I think right now we have 8 autoresponders in the queue, and they start off, the first autoresponder goes out the second day after they opt in, and it just simply says, hey, I just wanted to make sure, you know, Keith here, I just wanted to make sure you had a chance to watch the videos. If not, here's that direct link to those videos again. Right. It's very important to me that you know, that you have this link just in case you lost it.
Right.
So I'm not, you know, I'm not selling anything, I'm just getting them back to the videos. A couple days after that, the next autoresponder comes in and says, well, hey, I really, you know, Keith here again, I really hope that you enjoyed these videos. If you made it through all of the videos, wonderful. You'll know that, you know, we have a continuing education program in the form of a membership site. It's just $27 per month for X amount of time. And, you know, we would love to have you on board, something along those lines. And then the following, the rest of the autoresponders talk about the traffic packages. And all they do, and it's really interesting, they just say, well, look, you know, you've had the chance to watch the videos. The real cost to implement this is $1,100 per month if you were to do it yourself, with the time commitment of, say, 12 hours per month to implement it. We can save you that time, and we can save you the resources for just $897 a month.
Very nice.
So it's, you know, we just change, you know, we just show them the value proposition.
Now, are you going to take them to any podcasts, live streaming video things?
Yes. We do a podcast every 3 days.
All right.
And that podcast is not only distributed through the podcast directories, but we do a members-only podcast, and we do a public podcast, which is just about half of the members-only podcast. So here's the psychological trick that we use with our podcast. First of all, the podcast, the public podcast, is emailed out to our prospect list. But if they listen to the podcast, which is generally 8 to 12 minutes, at the end of that, we do a teaser for what's coming in the members-only podcast, and then let them know, but the only way to get this next, you know, 15 minutes of training on mobile marketing or, you know, advertising offline to online or whatever topic we're talking about that day, the only way they can get that is by being a member.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah, so, you know, we do a teaser at the end of every podcast. And mind you, as I said, we're distributing our podcast through a service called Traffic Geyser. So we're able to get into a ton of social marketing sites, as well as a ton of podcasts.
So is that just your podcast, or is it video, and then they strip out the audio and submit that to the podcast?
No,
we're
not using the video directories on this one. We're only sending out the MP3, and we ensure that every podcast we do winds up on iTunes, so we can get some benefit from the iTunes.
Do you know if you get any kind of results from submitting podcasts like that?
It's been slow, and but mind you, we're only 3 weeks old, so I'll have more and better results for you probably within the next 2 months when we have, you know, 20 or 30 podcasts sitting out there. I think right now we have about 5.
All righty, cool. Oh, let's go back to copy, because you really fascinated me on this. So you don't really write your own copy, so I assume on projects in the past you've hired copywriters too?
Always.
All right, and you know, what's the low end you paid for copywriters, and what's the high end?
Yeah, well, I've got a funny story on that one, and I won't reveal this guru's name, but
yeah,
there is a very, very famous guru out there that started off as a copywriter.
Okay.
In 2003, nobody knew who this gentleman was, and I hired him as my full-time copywriter at $100 per sales letter.
Wow.
Now, into the business, you would definitely recognize his name now.
Yeah.
So that's the low end. The high end, I paid $10,000. From a very well-known copywriter. From a very well-known copywriter, I paid $10,000.
Yep, yep.
So
those people at the prison really want to get.
Yeah, this is starting to irritate me.
It's like I'm getting the. I have the same thing, but my my car warranty expired on my car. Because I'm not one for like big fancy new cars. I come from like the old. I come from the old school, right?
Right.
So where my dad's like, don't spend your money on cars, right? So anyway, that I'm like getting calls for the last, I think, 6 months nonstop. I just can't stop these calls about your car warranty. I'm like, I'm so sick of hearing. And then somehow they got our office number. So not only they call me at home, they keep calling our office. I'm like so sick of it.
Yeah, I have a feeling that I'm going to have to contact the phone company.
I swear, it's crazy. So you paid up to 10 G's for sales letters also?
Yeah, and now I'll tell you, the most effective copy I have is from the copywriter that I'm using now, and I pay him anywhere from $1,500 to $5,000, depending on his rates at that moment and how desperate he is for money. And I will also tell you that the $10,000 copy job I have, yeah. I had, was a flop. And many of the $100 jobs that I had were out of the park winners. And let me give you a very specific strategy if you're just now getting started.
A lot of folks ain't got the even $1,500, Keith. They need the $100 or $200 copywriting job.
Let me tell you how to get those copywriters. Go to guru.com.
Yep.
And on guru.com, just do a posting that you need a direct response copy for a particular project that you're working on to specify whatever that project is.
Yep.
But here's the kicker. In the description, tell them that they absolutely have to know who Dan Kennedy is, and they have to understand what direct response copy is based on how Dan Kennedy teaches it. And that will get you a $100 copywriter.
No way.
Yes. Yes. The last one I had was a guy who has gone through all of Dan Kennedy's stuff, was very familiar with how to write direct response copy, and he wrote my copy for $125, and it converted. And it converted. He was brand new. This was one of his first copy jobs, but he had a passion for copy. He had an opportunity to get a job as a copywriter through guru.com. And as long as you're very specific in the style of copy that you want, because if you say copywriter without specifying direct response copy, you'll get a catalog copywriter, somebody who looks at a product and talks about how beautiful a Kenmore watch machine is. So,
you gotta say direct response, and you gotta say the Dan Kennedy stuff.
That Dan Kennedy has the style of copy that I like, and that has worked best for me over the years. You can say J. Abraham, copy. You can say Yannick Silver copy. They're all, Yannick has, direct influences from Dan, so that's,
Right, right.
But despite the point is to be very specific from the style of copy, and then if there is a guru, and I definitely would say Dan is a guru in that particular, field, that is, now mind you, if you want, brochure-type copy, specify that you want brochures.
No, our people need sales letters, and they a lot of them don't even have the 1500 or the 2000.
Right.
So this tip to them would be just gold.
Right.
Just gold. All right. So you get people on this list, and now is this your first attempt really to do a free front end like this, where then you're selling something big ticket on the back end off of the lead generation started by the free front end?
No. I've done others. This is the most sophisticated, though.
Okay.
This is the most sophisticated. And the other two projects I did prior to this has led me to this, the model that I'm using now. So,
how did your model change? What did you learn from the first two that you're implementing into this one?
Yeah, the originally I did a video without an opt-in,
okay.
Using what some people are now calling a reverse squeeze, where I would give the value up front and then in hopes that they would give me the opt-in. Unfortunately, the opt-in rate was horrendously low, like downwards of 3 or 4%, that it just wasn't really worth it.
All right. So
the reverse squeeze didn't really work out so well for me in that regards, especially when it came to pay traffic. Now, the other project, the very first project, I just gave away the product. I didn't even ask for an opt-in. And then halfway through it, I realized, well, hey, maybe I'll generate leads with this. So I put an opt-in within the product itself, so only people consuming the product could get like a bonus product that, if they opted in. Opt-in rates were pretty good. I only generated about 600 leads on that particular deal. But then I had a $1,000 piece of software that allowed them to do what I had talked about in that product. And out of those 600 leads, closed 10 people at $1,000. So, I can't say that this was a home run by any stretch of the imagination, but it gave me a clue about how this process works best. And since then it was refined in the previous project, and then this time it's working like gangbusters.
All right, now, this traffic vents thing, let me go there. Because our folks, to be honest, Keith, they ain't got traffic. They're starting out, they're new, and they just don't got traffic. That's good Okie talk. Don't got.
Hey.
I'm from Oklahoma. Yeah. People in Australia are like, where?
Right.
You're what? You hick? This traffic vents thing, can a newbie go here and buy traffic, or are they going to lose their shirt unless they're highly sophisticated like you are?
They're going to lose their shirt.
They are.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, traffic vents, but you know, let me restate this. Is this something that requires a higher degree of skill to buy traffic from here?
I think so. Not maybe so much for a higher degree of buying it, but definitely a higher degree of monitoring it and then refining, dropping what's not working quickly and testing new.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. How long would it take you to teach somebody to get traffic using traffic vents and actually do it the right way and make it profitable?
Probably an hour. Right. And probably some video. Actually, that something like that's better done with video.
All right.
So, because you really just need to look over my shoulder and then see when I get out and see when I get in.
Have you ever done that on video before?
No, because one of my buddies has an entire course on the subject that, in my opinion, is, you know, I wouldn't even try to compete with him.
Who is
it? It's a phenomenal course on pay-per-view traffic.
Is that Goher?
Goher Chaudhry, right.
Oh, and his course is good on it?
It's the best.
Really?
The best. It explains the topic in ways that even I hadn't heard. And mind you, I've been using this source of traffic.
What's the URL for that, dude?
Pay-per-view traffic. I really don't know.
Just stop. You're so bad. You're like, I don't know. I was comped. I just called Goher, and I'm like, dude, send it over.
Unfortunately, that's how it is. I mean, I don't know. I think I got the link out of his pay-per-click formula forum. That's where I got the original support.
G-A-U-H-E-R and the last name. How do you spell Gaudry for people that want to look it up?
G-A-U-D-R-Y.
All right.
Yeah.
Spell that again.
C-H-A-U-D-R-Y.
I wanted to be sure it was on the audio. Okay, so for those of you, I mean, this course isn't cheap. But, like,
no,
I didn't know about this traffic vents thing, to be honest.
Well, and not only is it not cheap, I don't even know. I don't even know if he's necessarily selling it anymore.
I don't think he's selling it anymore. I think it was like a one-time product launch, something or the other. I'm not sure it's still available.
Yeah,
is there
any
other place? Okay, so now are you sending Google? But you're sending Google traffic too.
Yeah, personally, that's where I would tell is, you know,
how many Google words do you bid on? Like, let's say they're starting out and they got their squeeze up and they need just some traffic, initial traffic.
Yeah, I think we're bidding on 6 words.
That's all.
Yeah, just 6 words. We have a very specific research process, and we know which words are getting the traffic, the kind of traffic that we want. Now, mind you, let me say why we're only bidding on 6 words.
Yeah.
We're starting out. We want to know our basic numbers before we ramp this up. We don't want to start with 250,000 words. We have 6 words, 1 word in each ad group, and my partner just monitors it. We just want to know how it's performing now.
So where do you go to learn, like, okay, where could somebody go to learn how to buy pay-per-click traffic like that?
I think the best course I've ever gone through on pay-per-click traffic and we've taken the majority of tactics and implement that, it's called Wholesale Traffic by Ryan Dice and Perry Belcher.
Really?
Yeah, that's by far the single best AdWords course in existence.
Well, I got to call Ryan up and get a comp. I'm like, dog, send it over.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. It blows away everything.
Really?
I've seen. It is incredible.
Man, I got to call that dog today and, like, hit him up. Then I'll be owing a JV, right?
That's what I hate
about getting the free product is then you owe JVs for the rest of your life. Well, remember, 5 years ago, I comped you that course. Oh, yeah, that's right. Shoot.
I'll tell you, it's worth a JV. And I don't say that about a whole
lot
of products, Marlon.
Is that good, dude? Serious?
It's, you know, my partner took 9 pages of notes listening to that thing.
I did not know. Well, I feel sorry for the people on the call, you know. Frankly, a lot of guys and gals don't have the money for that. But if you do, you've got the recommendation right here, from Keith.
Yeah, I mean, let me just tell you, and I wish I made some money off of this. I will tell you that it changed the way Don, my partner, how me and him run our paper changed it completely.
So if I could only, if you could only buy one, the Traffic Vance course thingy that Goher did or the Google, would you go for the Google since it's more universal?
I would go for the Google first. I mean, that's, I think that's a skill that everybody online needs to have.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's, the Traffic Vance is a little more, I don't want to say questionable, but it's, you know, you're buying like pop-ups on competitors' URLs. It's more...
Yeah, it's not, go with Google first. They're playing in that game.
Hey,
there
so
are
me, yeah, so,
liabilities.
Yeah, I think I got a Goher pop-up on my website. Not Goher, but I think because my blog is marlinsnews.com, and I don't know if they could do this thing by IPs or not. So here's what happened. I go downtown San Antonio the other day to a coffee shop down there, and I'm checking my blog, and I'm going to go in to check my blog comments, right? I type in my blog, Keith, I'm not making this up. I type in my blog's URLs, but for my login, for the back end of it, for WordPress. And it brings up a Puerto Rican dating site, and it was on my domain.
Well, actually, it wasn't on your domain, and let me tell you how it was delivered. Somebody who was – now, were you using your computer?
I'm using my laptop, and I left the browser open, and when I got back home, I'm like, I need to check this again. I go back home, and sure enough, on right there on your bar where it tells you your URL you're on, there's my domain, and I look at the source code, and there's the Puerto Rican dating thing.
I would be willing to bet that you have installed like Weatherbug or some piece of software at some point in time to put adware on your laptop.
Yeah, I may have some adware on my laptop here. Yeah, I might. To my knowledge, I haven't installed it, but you know how that goes.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, we could get real technical here, but it would be above and beyond.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so our basic formula here is, I try to boil things down to basics, Keith, and you've just been so giving of your information and everything. The basic thing is, I mean, you got a free offer here that's just ridiculous value, 17 videos,
right?
And then you're working your back end off of it.
Right.
Any more complicated than that, you know?
There's ways to manipulate this model for mass traffic, but the way we're dealing with this right now, It's working like gangbusters.
Really? Now,
so
JV partners, how do you get anybody to do JV on this? Because if you go to them, Keith, for a JV, they're going to go, well, come on, dog, mail my deal first.
Well, and that is the majority of people we've approached. Here's the thing. In the 10 years I've been working online, I have done many a people a favor and have not asked for anything in return.
So you're collecting favors.
I mean, nothing. I've done promotions for people just because they were friends. I've, you know, or worked with them at some point in time. I've given something in hopes that one day – now, I'm going to go on a rant here because it really, really makes me a little mad. I've done a lot of stuff for a lot of people.
Yeah.
So this is the first time I've tried to call in favors, and the typical response out of the 100 or so that, you know, personal letters I've sent people – The typical response is, well, you're going to have to mail for me again before I mail for you. And I mind you, these are people I've done stuff for in the past.
Yeah.
And so I've told my wife and my business partner, because of those responses, they will never have anything, I will not have anything to do with these people again. That, to me, is the epitome of rudeness. I have, out of the goodness of my heart, done stuff for these people. And in many cases, didn't even ask for affiliate commissions. I simply promoted their stuff because they were a friend and I thought the product was good. And now,
be sure to mail for Keith.
Yeah, well, no, I'm just saying that
you're right. You are so right, because I was just going on a rant about this yesterday of somebody that I've done, like, they called me up for a JV, and their JV affiliate, their JV guy, instead of calling my office, which he's called us too many times there, and we just won't do the deal, he calls me at home. So finally, he just makes me mad. And I'm like, dude, I promoted for your guru, my supposed friend, multiple times. And, you know, in the past two years, he's made like one sale for me. I'm like, no. He's like, you mean we haven't mailed for you? No, we haven't. You know what I mean? There's kind of like at some point, I'm not saying I'm a one-to-one reciprocation, but, you know, at some point, geez.
Well, I don't even expect anything, but when I have a need,
yeah.
Here's, and I'm, oh, my God, I've spent Within the last 2 years, I've spent well over $20,000 with a expert in this industry. And so I've emailed him 3 times, and I don't even get the courtesy. And mind you, when I email him on personal stuff, I get a response from him within seconds.
Right.
And I've sent him this request 3 times, and I have not even had the courtesy of a return email just saying, you know, Keith, it doesn't really fit in with what I'm doing. I just can't do it. And to me, that's just flat. I mean, it's like, dude, I am a big spender with you, and if this is the way you're going to treat me, do not expect me to spend any more money with you.
Dude, I agree. I'm not going to disagree with you. You know, I mean, I don't know.
Just respect me enough to say no. That's all. I mean, really, just respect me enough to say no.
I'm kind of speechless on this. All right. Well, interesting. This is all fascinating. So, one last thing, and then we're done with this, I think, is banners. Because you bought like millions of impressions of banners. Is there some place you can go to buy test quantities of banners where you don't got to spend the $10,000 banner buy to have a decent way to test out banners?
Yeah, all of the services will do it. Tribal Fusion will do it. Advertising.com will do it. Let me tell you how to do it, because they don't tell you. You just have to tell them that you want to take it. You want a test buy, and you only want a $1,000 test buy or a $500 test buy, just to see if their category-based traffic.
Don't they say there's a minimum of blah blah blah?
$10,000. They're all going to tell you $10,000. And you have got to specify a test buy, and then dangle a carrot in front of them with a contract, mind you, or an insertion order that states that if that test traffic works to your satisfaction, that you will then buy a larger package.
All right.
So that's the key to the whole thing. And then let me tell you the big secret to banner buys. This requires resources, not so much monetarily, but it requires time and energy resources. Google has a site targeting feature. It's the other side of AdWords, where you can put your text or banners directly on people's sites that are running AdSense.
Right.
Well, if you find a target site that matches your industry or your market, and they have AdSense and they're taking content-based banners, then contact the website owner of that site directly and work out a deal with them. You're going to get it not only cheaper, but you're cutting out Google as the middleman, and oftentimes they'll run your banner for a lot less and a lot longer than they would if they're, you know, you're using Google as the broker.
So who are your main players as far as buying your banners? What, advertising.com, Tribal Fusion, who else?
Those are the two big ones.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, those are the two big ones. You know, Castell Media is pretty decent, but they're, you know, for the newbie, they're going to, it's a $10,000 buy-in, but I just gave you a strategy to buy. Go with Tribal Fusion. You can't go wrong with those guys.
Oh, yeah.
They're reputable. They've been around forever, and they have billions in inventory. So.
Now, on banners, what worked for you? You know, in the old days, you ran a lot of trick banners that looked like nav or stuff. Then all the flash banners got to be real popular. I've seen some text banners. Now, what always worked for you for banners?
Yeah, this is a two-sided answer, because one, I have to got to say up front that it depends on the site that you're advertising on. Some sites will require real flashy banners. But if I were to put a blanket statement out, which I'm going to do now, if I'm going to put a blanket statement, it's the text that sells. So a banner that has an attractive woman and text on it outperforms every other banner I've ever used.
Wow.
So now,
worth the price of being on this call, huh?
Yeah, that's a blanket statement in every. But I have got to say that some sites, you know, flashy, really ugly banners work. Some sites, black and white text only works best, but as a blanket statement that's worked almost across the board, an attractive, and mind you, an attractive, scantily clad, meaning like you're not obscene by any stretch of the imagination, or vulgar by any stretch of the imagination,
right.
But It's sexy.
Okay.
It's a sexy woman.
Guys, we apologize for this, but this is a call about reality. It's a call
this is
about
reality.
Real.
Yeah.
Not,
so
it's not a
you know,
call.
You know,
we're talking about real world what goes on, right? So.
And then text, and then a very very short headline because all you're looking to get them to do is click that banner.
So are you going to advertise a freebie on your banner if you're giving away a free ebook or free videos, free 17 videos, or what are you?
Yeah,
gonna say
but I mean, you have to look at the buyer psychology of people that are seeing banners. First of all, most people are blinded to banners. So unless you have an outrageous proposition that catches their attention and makes them act, your banner campaign is going to just suck out of the gate.
So what would you do for a banner for your thing right here that would actually get people to click?
17 free videos show you a complete traffic system to get millions of visitors to your website, you know, for free. You know, maybe not, you know, obviously, that's outrageous. That's an example of outrageous. That's not the, I mean, we have a whole banner set already created. That's not what's on those banners. But I'm just saying that it has to be an outrageous proposition.
But you wouldn't put all those words on there, would you?
No. You know, I'm not a copywriter.
All right.
Don's the, he crafts the message.
Oh, okay. So Don's the copywriter.
It's short, it's sweet, and it's catchy. I mean, there's here's the thing. Think outrageous proposition, and then look at, you know, put yourself in the visitor. This is what a lot of, you know, marketers don't seem to be able to do, is they can't put themselves in the shoes of their marketplace. And that is a skill. So, you know, think of if you were looking at a banner, would you click on it? And don't say yes because it's my banner. I mean, that's just a stupid response. But, you know, you know, if you say, well,
real
you know.
Real world, would you click on it? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And if you can honestly say yes and feel good about saying yes, then you have something to test.
Now, traditionally on banner ad buys, Keith, you know, they're for things like weight loss, colon cleansing, you know, diet pills, you know, free
general
iPod
interest.
Or something, not effective traffic techniques.
Well,
so,
here's the thing is here's another key to banner buys. General interest banners work best. General interest, meaning that they appeal to a large audience base. Now, mind you, the Internet's very, very, very large these days, and there's a lot of webmasters and there's a lot of people who have homegrown sites. That's who we're targeting. We're not targeting Internet marketers. We're targeting webmasters. We're targeting the mom-and-pop businesses that have a website but can't figure out how to get traffic to their website.
So can you target them through Tribal Fusion and advertising.com, or do you do it on Google, or do you contact the sites directly?
All of them. All of the above.
Really?
All of the above. Tribal Fusion, you know, Tribal Fusion and advertising.com are category-based. So, you know, your marketing message is never going to, and you don't want it to appeal to everybody.
I mean, they don't got a home, they don't got a mom-and-pop home-based
no,
site
but they,
category.
You know, there's home business, there's, you know, there's business. And, you know, anybody with a business, chances are, has a web presence. So you have to think a little. You have to think laterally when you're dealing with a lot of this stuff. Is you can't think, you know, somebody new to this would think, well, you know, this is internet marketing. You know, you got to think of internet marketers.
Right.
No, I'm thinking of businesses.
Right.
Businesses is a very, very large category, and one can assume, and safely assume, I believe these days, is that if there is a business, they have a website, because every business has been hounded these days that you have got to have a web presence. But most people who run businesses and have businesses don't know that, or they have no clue how to get visitors. They don't have any clue of the marketing. They were hired. AT&T called them up out of the blue one day and said, we'll build you a 3-page website for $500, and that's it. And then we'll get you listed in the Yellow Pages. Marlon?
Yeah. I was reading your headline here, and I'm on board, but I'm exactly on board with what you're saying, because the question people have is, well, can I really buy banners that are going to target my market? And I think Google site targeting is great, but I haven't used it a lot. I mean, in theory, you can go to Google and target your banners or AdWords ads on the exact pages you want to be on exact sites.
Yes, and here is the other key is, if you go to kingspointproject.com, we are targeting a very specific audience. That audience and that sales page will not convert with the average mom and pop. At that point in time, we're going to have a very simple, homegrown looking site with proof. And that's pretty much all that site will have on it.
Now, why would it be homegrown looking?
Because a lot of people want to deal. Now, you will have a corporate looking website too. This is a multiple landing site strategy.
Yeah.
Depending on who you are targeting, you have got to have a message that matches that market.
Right.
So, you know, the site that we have up now matches the market that we're targeting right now.
It's interesting here because my only comment on this is I'm reading the headline here, and then we're going to wrap this call up. It's after 12, but discover deadly effective traffic techniques, drive hundreds of organic visitors in mere days. It still kind of sounds like, I'm surprised your opt-in's as high as it is, with kind of a generic sounding, like if I didn't know it was you, I would read this and I would be like, it's just another thing that sounds like every traffic. I mean,
you're right.
Because
to
me, it's like what you have that's unusual. It's like discover the day-by-day traffic task list with exactly what, while, when, where, and why to do it.
Let me tell you the secret. I am in agreement with you, Marlon.
But tell me the secret. Let's hear
The secret to this is, even though we have stats that shows that this is through the roof, we have intentionally played down the numbers here. And when we played down the numbers and showed one of the sites that we had very little traffic coming in on this system, our response boosted. Because assuming, and this is only an assumption, is that this is realistic. This is what the average Joe can obtain. This is realistic. It's not. Now, mind you, I love hype. I love outrageousness, because in the past, outrageousness is what makes sales for me. I mean, really, it is. So, pardon me. That, this is just working right now. And trust me, it will change. And as time goes on, you know, we'll have a multiple landing site strategy. We'll have different headlines in the queue. And you know what? If the testing says that, you know, step-by-step system reveals, you know, secret task list, if that headline outperforms this one, that's what we're going with.
I'm just curious, because this sounds just kind of generic to me. It's Kings, K-I-N-G-S, point, P-O-I-N-T, project.com, so you can opt in here. Now, for your $27 a month, what do I get? So I give you my $27 a month. What do I get for my $27 a month?
Yeah, I have over 30 hours of audio interviews in there right now with people that are traffic masters. I have an interview with Gower Chaudhry on mobile marketing, the new wave of marketing to people's cell phones. I have interviews with Bill Foley on offline to online advertising strategies. I have case studies of the Kings Point Project traffic system in action. I have regular, you know, every 3 or 4 days or so, we do members-only podcasts where Don and I will sit and talk about what's happening right now and what's applicable. We have a very active forum. We have a monthly site blueprint, so if you're stuck for ideas on what to have build your site around, we do site blueprints. Those are published monthly. We have what else do we have?
Let me make a suggestion. Go ahead. No, tell me.
And here's the big one. We do a weekly, every Wednesday at 11 a.m. We do Central Standard Time. We do we have an open call. So for 50 minutes, any member of the site can call in and ask us. We do about 15 minutes of lecture, and then we open up the rest of the call about 35 minutes to question and answer from the community. Yeah, so it's like a private mentoring at the same time.
Now, did you use AMember for your back end on this?
No, we're using a technology called iGroups, iGroups.
After this call, I wanted to... do we have time to talk about this?
Actually, I have another interview in about 15 minutes,
okay,
so you've got me for a few more minutes.
Okay, well, let's do a couple minutes on iGroups, and then we're out of here.
Cool.
Well, first of all, on a pitch. Frankly, guys and gals, you're learning a pitch. Is there anything else on this pitch you want to tell my folks?
Why should they join? As a matter of fact, here is the biggest kicker of everything, and I saved this piece for last because it is that important. You do not have to be a member to buy our traffic packages, but As a member, you will receive a 30 to 50% discount on all of our traffic packages. So where we have our biggest traffic package is $1,200 a month for non-members, it's $900 a month for members, and you're only paying a $27 a month fee to be a member. So if you're gonna, if you want to outsource your traffic systems and you don't want to do any of this yourself, and you want us to apply the entire Kings Point Project traffic system for you, then just be a member and save a tremendous amount of money in the process. So,
well, let me say this, is that I can tell the people on that are listening to this, you know, first of all, I wouldn't be interviewing you if I didn't have the utmost confidence, but Keith has bought just tons and tons and tons of traffic and knows and done the SEO, done the paper, done everything in, at scale. There's not a lot of people that have done it at scale like Keith has, and so he's done it at scale, and so he really, really, really knows what he's doing. So I know that if you join his traffic site, that you will get the value from it.
Thank you, Marlon.
And so, yeah, but it's sincere, Keith. It's not just, you know, it's, I've known you for a long time, and it's just sincere, and I know the scale you've done stuff on.
Yeah,
and people can have confidence in your opinion is the point of that.
Yeah, no, and you know, I'm not a big seminar speaker. I'm not a, you know, I don't, you know, consider myself a guru going around espousing my greatness to everybody. The fact is that I work from home. I do things. I realized a long time ago that the way to make a lot of money is to do things big and get past your nervousness in doing things big, because it's very, very scary at first. And then know your metrics. Be a testing or a tracking and testing fiend. And if you know your numbers, it's just a matter of scale. And that is right there the key to making a lot. That's the key. That's the difference between making $100 a day and $10,000 a day.
So if people are thinking about having some kind of membership and they were looking at iGroups or a member, what do you like about your iGroups? And then we're off this call.
I like iGroups because it has everything built into one. The technology is not perfect. We have experienced a lot of problems, but their support has been phenomenal and has been very responsive to our request. Uh-huh. Some of the forum, in my opinion, is a little bit clunky. Uh-huh. To use a member with a bulletin board as the forum may be a better solution. Uh-huh. But the fact is that I have 10,000. I can have 10,000 members, and I have access to autoresponders, e-commerce systems, and all the Web 2.0 technologies within iGroups. Uh-huh. And I pay $99 a month.
Right.
A member is a one-time fee of like $150 a month. So if it's a matter of you don't know if you're going to get a lot of members and it's not a tested system,
well, I just don't get what this has that a member doesn't.
A member is more or less a payment gateway / gateway system to whatever content system you put on the back end. You still have to use either HTML or WordPress or Drupal or Joomla. You still have to use something on the back end. Behind a member is the content system, and iGroups is the content system, is the gateway, everything all rolled into one.
Beautiful. All right, Keith, listen, I know you got to roll. Thank you so much for your time.
You
showed a wealth of experience and just some really awesome tips. The copywriting thing is worth its weight in gold. Some of your traffic stuff is eye-opener for me. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Appreciate your time.
You're one of my favorite guys out there, so I appreciate, you know, I was very honored that you even asked. So,
all right, we'll
with that being said, anything that you ever need, just holler at me and we'll make it happen, buddy.
All right.
Take care.